The number of U.S. troops killed in post-war Iraq has now surpassed the number killed before President Bush declared an end to major combat. Today, a soldier died when a bomb hit a support convoy outside of Baghdad. That means 139 U.S. forces have been killed in Iraq since May 1st, one more than died in the fighting beforehand. President Bush's chief civilian administrator in Iraq, Ambassador Paul Bremer, returned to Washington yesterday for some downtime and discussions about Iraq. Last night, he spoke with NPR's Juan Williams.
Although U.S. forces are trying to improve security in Iraq, Ambassador Bremer said it's a fact of life that there will always be vulnerable targets there for attack.
There is abundance of soft targets in every country in the world. There are virtually hundreds of thousands of soft targets here in the United States. There are got to be lots in Iraq. There's no question. That, of course, is the asymmetrical nature of the war against terrorism. The terrorists can attack the weakest defended point, and we have to try to defend everything everywhere, and you simply can't do that.
UN Secretary General Kofi Annan suggested that he thought the United States was doing a better job of securing the UN headquarters than it turned out to be. Is the U.S. at all responsible for what happened there?
No, and we've made it clear right from the start. We've told all of the diplomatic missions that we could not secure their sites. Security of the compound was the responsibility of the private security officials the UN hired.
Mr. Ambassador, are you safe?
I certainly hope so. So does my wife. I have quite a bit of security.
Well, are you able to, given the security that you have, get out and see the Iraqi people and understand the dimensions of the challenges that the United States faces in trying to rebuild the country?
Well, I hope so. I mean, I know I travel with a sort of a security bubble, but I get out into Baghdad every day, and I travel into the country, somewhere in the country, every week. I move around a lot. I meet a lot of people. And one of the reasons I'm optimistic is that when you get out and around, you find a lot of evidence of the very strong tide of reconstruction that is going on. We have now completed over 6,000 reconstruction projects throughout the country, everything from rebuilding schools and hospitals to putting emergency generators up. I mean, it's an absolute tidal wave of reconstruction we've done.
Right now, I understand that you've decided to train some Iraqi police in Hungary. The New York Times has a story reporting that in its Monday editions. Why did you take that step?
We think that it's very important in the first place to get more Iraqis involved in the defense of their own country. We already have more than 50,000 Iraqis involved in the police, the civil defense, and the new army. We think we need about 65,000 to 75,000 police. We have now got about 40,000, and we simply don't have sufficient facilities in Iraq to train those up quickly. If we did it all in Iraq, it would take us almost 6 years. If we can get a second training facility going with more capacity, and we found one in Hungary, then we can get it done in 2 years.
Well, 2 years seems like a long time when it appears, as an outside observer, that you have such immediate short-term needs for security improvements.
Well, we do. I'm not saying this is the only thing we're doing. The police itself is difficult because you want to have professional police, and the one thing that Saddam did not have was professional police. They had no training in human rights. They had no training in civil liberties. They were brutal murderers and torturers. So you've got to start basically at scratch. You've got to start over.
Mr. Ambassador, the World Bank and the IMF are scaling back operations because of security concerns. The Red Cross is considering leaving. Are you trying to persuade them to stay?
Well, I think some of the press reports about the World Bank and IMF have been, in fact, wrong. The IMF and the World Bank have both said they will complete the work that they started, which is to do a needs assessment. My people met with them over the weekend. The UN has clearly not been scared away by this and intends to stay the course, as the Secretary General has pointed out. So I think we're finding that for the UN, it's business as usual.
If you had to do it all over again from the point of the fall of Baghdad, what do you think you would have done differently? What should the U.S. have done differently?
Well, it's hard to say. I think it would have been better if we had been able to stop some of the immediate looting right after the war. There was looting that was sort of revenge vandalism. When they burned the ministry buildings, they went and trashed the police stations and so forth. That then gave way to criminal looting where people were stealing the electronics that control the sewage system in Baghdad, for example, which we still haven't been able to repair because of the looting damage. it certainly would have been better if we could have avoided that kind of looting.
By the way, Senator Biden and Senator Lindsey Graham both said over the weekend that they think the reconstruction effort is going to require billions more of dollars from the American people. Would you agree?
Yes, I would.
Well, how are you going to get that money?
Well, that's going to be a decision, obviously, for the president. He'll have to decide how and when and how much. But as I look at the budget for next year, our national budget, we're going to have a very, very tough year next year, even if we succeed in getting our oil revenues back to pre-war levels.
When you say our, you mean the Iraqi?
Yeah.
What would you say to the American people to convince them that they should spend that money on Iraq?
Well, I think the argument is really quite straightforward. We have done a great and noble thing by liberating 25 million people from one of the worst dictatorships of the 20th century. And we now have a solemn responsibility to see the job through. And Americans are not quitters. And I think we'll see it through.
Ambassador Paul Bremer, President Bush's special envoy to Iraq, thank you.
Nice to talk to you again.
Paul Bremer plans to return to Iraq next week. Juan Williams, NPR News, Washington.
An extended version of Juan Williams' interview with Paul Bremer is at npr.org.